Welcome, everyone. My name is Stephanie Holland, and I'm the Vice President of Federal and Global Policy at CompTIA. CompTIA is the leading voice and advocate for the global IT industry through education, training, certification, advocacy, philanthropy, and market research. Our organization is the hub for advancing the tech industry and its workforce. Today, we're going to talk about U.S.-China trade during this global pandemic. We'll discuss how the coronavirus is affecting supply chains and tariffs. Today, we are speaking with CompTIA's Maggie Henkin, who is the Manager for Global Trade and Market Access.
Hi, Stephanie, and to everyone staying safe at home, and thanks for having me on today to talk about the U.S.-China relationship, as CompTIA is a leading trade association for the tech industry working on U.S.-China trade issues.
Great. Well, thanks, Maggie. So after what has been a pretty rocky relationship for U.S. and China over the past 2 years, the U.S. tech industry and American consumers began to see a glimmer of hope this past January when the U.S. and China reached this phase one deal. However, wasn't shortly thereafter we entered into the COVID pandemic, which really sank the relationship for the two countries to a new low as they began to place blame on each other, and the anti-China sentiment here in the U.S. is really on the rise. So now we're seeing China also become a major issue for the 2020 presidential election as COVID continues to paralyze large swaths of the U.S. economy. So Maggie, what does this current U.S.-China environment tell U.S. companies and consumers? Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so, you know, U.S. businesses are very closely watching how the U.S.-China trade relationship continues to evolve amidst the China trade war during a pandemic. A phase one deal was struck only a few months ago, and China had to agree to a slew of IPR enforcement measures. And China issued their action plan to address some of those industry concerns. And a phase two agreement would have addressed many more of the industry's underlying issues with China. However, all that seems to be a long way off now. And instead, supply chain issues are at the fore of the new tense environment.
Interesting. Can you tell us a little bit more about the supply chain issues that are creating some of this tense environment?
Yeah. So first, what we're seeing is with PPEs, or personal protective equipment, and there are massive supply chain disruptions in China. We've been having major challenges trying to get PPEs into the U.S., given the number of new regulations in China on exporting PPEs to the U.S. Getting those PPEs to the U.S. is a top priority in Washington right now. And secondly, companies are facing supply chain disruptions when it comes to the ability to even move their products. The lack of flights, transporting air cargo and ships is now a new challenge.
Absolutely. I've heard logistic lanes have been shut down and product is taking longer to transport, certainly.
Yeah. Further, the U.S. government officials, they're calling to reshore some of the supply chains. And honestly, this isn't a new sentiment, particularly given in recent years, but it appears that now the U.S. government is leveraging this pandemic as a new opportunity to make that case, you know, to bring manufacturing back to the U.S.
Yes, certainly the administration has had a lot of efforts to bolster U.S. manufacturing here at home. That's well known. And I guess it should come as no surprise that with these PPE shortages here, this is now under scope.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the tech industry is very much closely watching this. For example, some tech components are only made in China. And the options that are surfacing now include having larger stockpile of parts and components within the U.S. and to not be operating on a, quote, just-in-time inventory. And direct federal investment in research and development, which CompTIA very much supports, will have a major impact on the advancement of technologies here in the U.S., which will spur private investment accordingly.
And understandably, during a pandemic like this one, we would want to prioritize that endeavor, correct?
Yeah, right. However, global supply chains still remain an essential for tech companies, not only in providing product specialization, but also keeping prices affordable to the average consumer.
So now on to tariffs. Tariffs has been a major source of tension in the U.S.-China trade relationship over the past couple years, and decoupling continues to be of concern as well. We understand that here in Washington at the U.S. Trade Representative's office, they are looking for ways to ease the burden of tariffs on U.S. companies as a way to deal with COVID response. We've seen this through a duty deferral process that was put into effect recently. However, the duty deferral process does not include the China Section 301 tariffs. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that the tech industry has really been hit hard by. So I know CompTIA has been making this the case on several accounts to remove tariffs, and now more than ever, U.S. companies need this liquidity. What are you doing right now on this?
Yeah, so thanks, Stephanie, for bringing that up. Tariffs of any kind are especially harmful, particularly when we have the highest unemployment rate we've ever had in this country and need all the resources we can that we can get a hold of to combat COVID-19. The U.S. literally cannot afford to keep unduly Section 301 tariffs in place when folks are out of jobs and companies need every penny they have to keep people employed.
Right. Companies need that liquidity to keep Americans working.
Right, exactly. And the U.S. needs access to resources that will help in the efforts to combat COVID-19. USTR recently put out a request for stakeholders saying that they are considering lifting some 301 tariffs if their usefulness can be justified in the effort against COVID-19. Obvious products come to mind, like masks, medical equipment, etc. But some of the less obvious, albeit nonetheless vital, are tech products.
And what tech products are those?
Well, so CompTIA submitted comments to USTR arguing that tech products such as computers, networking equipment, monitors, and many more are all used by essential critical infrastructure workers.
CompTIA hosted a podcast on the essential critical infrastructure just last week. Can you say more on that?
Yeah, so a little bit of background. The Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Infrastructure and Security Agency, or CISA, provided some guidance on which workers were deemed, quote, critical during the COVID pandemic. Of those critical to support this endeavor are healthcare and public safety providers, but also communication and maintenance workers, energy workers, and many more. The critical infrastructure workers rely on ICT products to do their jobs. So for example, computers, monitors, networking equipment, etc., are all used by doctors and nurses to log in medical data and share their findings on COVID-19. Networking equipment, like routers and switches, are the building blocks to all forms of telecommunication, data, voice, video, wireless, etc. These items are crucial in combating COVID-19. And how else would doctors in the administration transmit critical messages about the spread of the virus? And also, drive-through testing sites. The nurses and doctors require networking equipment to integrate those patients' data into the hospital system. Without it, there would be huge bottlenecks in every hotspot. This would greatly aggravate healthcare workers to combat the virus.
Yes, certainly. Similarly, law enforcement, first responders, and the public safety officers are relying on computing devices and networking equipment to keep Americans safe.
Right, exactly. And you know, in fact, even professionals not deemed critical, like myself, for example, use tech products daily. Networking equipment, computing devices are all essential to keep the economy running and schools running while folks are working from home. Without access to these products, I and millions of others wouldn't be able to do their jobs, continue education, and keep the economy afloat.
Yes, and it's important to have these tech products at an affordable price since everyone is relying on computers and devices these days.
Right. Another good point. And, you know, with the economy at a new low and people not having disposable income right now, since they're either unemployed or economically vulnerable, costly tariffs on essential items such as high-tech items is completely short-sighted and harmful to Americans just trying to get by.
What other products are you requesting tariffs to be removed on?
Well, we are making the case that printers and ink are also essential products to help combat COVID-19. So, for example, mail and logistic carriers, they all require printing capabilities to ship medical supplies. And even grocery stores, they rely on ink to print receipts. And also, another one, washing machines. We've included those in our comments also.
This has been a big part of the story. Tell me more.
So I know they may not come to front of mind when thinking about tech products, but there is a lot of high technology in those washing machines. I mean, they are essential to combat the virus because they keep hospitals clean. blankets, hospital gowns, clothes, etc., they all need to stay clean and sanitized to stem the spread. And homes. Washing machines at homes that are afflicted with the coronavirus need to be able to sanitize so as not to infect anyone else.
Very important.
Yeah. And those are just, you know, some of the tech products that CompTIA is arguing to be relieved from tariffs. Tariffs of any kind are especially harmful. And with this going on, they all should be removed.
Absolutely. And now here in Washington, we wait to see how much progress China is able to make towards their phase one commitments. But in the meantime, we need to take action here to eliminate Section 301 tariffs and help these American companies ease that burden.
Yes, right, exactly.
Well, thanks, Maggie, for your analysis and the great work you're doing to get CompTIA members' products off the tariff list. We hope that they see some relief in the coming days.
Sure. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you. Well, that's it for today. Thank you all for joining us on our first Tech Trade podcast. For those of you listening, you can find more on CompTIA's trade work at www.comptia.org/advocacy. Thanks again and stay safe.